Hi, and welcome to Season 2 of the Triathlon Mental Performance Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Neil Edge. If you're new to this podcast, please feel free to listen to previous episodes of the show. On this new season, every other episode, I'll be talking to both pro triathletes and other high-level athletes from endurance sports to share about how they've overcome mental challenges in training, in addition to tips that they've received about racing faster. I also want to share a small but meaningful way that you can support the time and effort that goes into creating these episodes. If you find the information that I share on this podcast helpful and you'd like to show your appreciation, I'd invite you to consider supporting me through my Buy Me Coffee page. I'll note the link in the show notes. For those of you that use Facebook, I have a group where I share daily triathlon mental performance tips, and you're welcome to join. It's called Triathlon Mindset, and I'll post a link in each of the episode's show notes. For those of you who use Instagram, feel free to connect with me at triathlon_mental_performance. Also via my website at neiledge.com. That's neiledge.com. Please feel free to also write a short review on your podcast platform. I hope you enjoy the episodes. Have a wonderful day. Neil. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Triathlon Mental Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Neil Edge. Today, I talk about an important strategy that shifts the focus from problems to solutions, which is called the if-then strategy. I've used this with many of my athletes over the last sort of 3 to 4 years, and it really is very, very important. For many of you, there'll be challenges you're on race day, and you will focus on the problem. And we really need to shift that to focus on the solution. It really is a very important mindset shift, which will benefit everybody. So that's the reason that I talk about this today. And this approach is about anticipating challenges and then preparing your responses in advance, making you more adaptable and a confident athlete on race day. So let's dive in and discuss how you can apply this strategy to your own training and racing. So first of all, I'll talk a little bit about the science behind if-then. Before we get into that detail, let's understand why if-then planning works so well. This strategy is grounded in the principles of cognitive behavioral psychology, focusing on implementation intentions. Essentially, when you plan your actions in response to specific solutions, if X happens, then I'll do Y, you're creating mental shortcuts that help automate decision-making under duress, and it really is very, very important. You've heard me talk about the importance of reducing cognitive load in previous episodes, and I've also written many posts in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset, about this. Research shows this kind of planning can significantly improve your ability to execute complex tasks, especially under pressure. As I said, for those of you that are in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset, I've spoken about this a lot. Cognitive load really is very, very important. It's our brain's ability to focus on a particular number of tasks. The more we can focus on what we're doing, the easier that will become in terms of when we're making decisions under pressure. As I've said, I've spoken a lot about that, and you'll see many posts there. For you as triathletes, where races are day-long tests of endurance, strategy, and adaptability, mastering if-then planning can be a real true differentiator. So I'll talk a little bit about how to build your if-then arsenal. Start by reflecting on your training and previous races and identify moments where you felt unprepared or reacted in a way that didn't serve your performance. We've all done that. We've all had a flat. And the first thing you do is, it's an important race, first thing you do is get frustrated. You allow yourself to get angry, and you're focused on the problem. We really do need to shift that. There are a number of different things you can do. So first of all, by reflecting on what happened in the past and identifying your response, they're then, if you like, your starting points for if-then scenarios. And here are more examples to inspire your planning. So if I struggled during the run, then I'll shift my focus to positive mantras and remind myself of the hard workouts that I've conquered. If I notice negative thoughts creeping in, then I'll acknowledge them and refocus on the race strategy or the immediate task, like maintaining rhythm or pace. If I start to cramp during the swim, then I'll adjust my stroke to be more relaxed and focus on deep rhythmic breathing until it passes and similar. I suggest you write a list of all of the common ones that you've experienced. That is the first start, the beginning, if you like. Remember that specificity is, never say that word, is crucial. The more detailed your if-then plans, the more effectively your brain can implement them under race conditions. A practice makes permanent. You'll often hear people say practice makes perfect. We know that it doesn't. Practice makes permanent. If you practice bad habits, they'll become permanent. So practice makes permanent. Ensure that we're creating the right habits and then we practice them. So creating these plans is a start, but the real magic happens when we practice. So incorporate the if-then scenarios into your mental and physical training. For example, during a tough session, constantly practice the then part of your scenarios. This builds muscle memory ultimately, just as physical training builds your physical endurance. And over time, these responses will become second nature, significantly reducing race day stress and improving your ability to stay focused and positive. And it not only has an effect on your life in racing, but it also has an effect on your day-to-day life. So whilst we focused on applying the if-then strategies to racing, it really is versatile. It can be used in your daily life and training to tackle any challenges, from managing time more effectively to handling stress or recovery from setbacks. The ability to pivot and adapt with a solution-focused mindset is invaluable, both in and out of competition. This really is, as I said, an important task, an important strategy to be able to utilize to become focused on the solution and not on the problem. If you focus on the problem, it will never become easier. If you focus on the solution, invariably, you'll find that solution much faster. And with this, I'd love to hear your if-then plans and stories about how this has impacted your training or racing. So if you'd like to email me or comment in the Facebook group or however you'd like to contact me, share your experiences and let's build a community of mentally resilient triathletes together, which is what I'm doing in the Triathlon Mindset Group. So as I said, you're more than welcome to join. And remember that the mind is your most powerful muscle, and strategies like if-then planning will ensure that we make it even stronger. So to wrap up, the if-then strategy is more than just a tool for anticipating challenges. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to take control of your racing experience and by extension, your results. So by preparing mentally for the challenges of race day, you're not just hoping for success, you're planning for it. So start crafting your if-then scenario today, integrate them in your training, and step into your next race equipped with a mental fortitude to tackle any challenge. I'll be writing a lot more about this in the group, about different strategies in terms of if-then, different ways to ensure this becomes even more effective. And so I've mentioned it before, but if you're not in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset, you're more than welcome to join. There's over 1,600 athletes there. I write regular tips, tools, and strategies every week. And as we're coming into race season now, I know that Oceanside has just happened, so has Galveston 70.3. I'll be writing a lot more about specific race day tools and strategies. So you're more than welcome to join. Hope that you found that useful. Any questions at all, please feel free to send them over to me at neil@neiledge.com, or you can contact me via my website. I just uploaded a couple of new online courses there. So feel free to take a look at my new online programs, and I look forward to recording the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that you found that useful. It will really help the show if you can click that follow button on your favorite podcast platform, and also leave a review, really will help. You're also welcome to join my private Facebook group, as mentioned, Triathlon Mindset. And so if you search Facebook for Triathlon Mindset, and I'll be happy to accept you into the group. But once again, thank you very much for listening.